Millions of Americans living with dementia experience a confusing and distorted personal reality, and it's hard for loved ones and caregivers to understand what that's like. One nursing home down east is offering a 20-minute simulation experience called a virtual dementia tour. It's designed to give the user a brief but powerful sense of the world they can only witness from the outside. Eliza Lambert reports.
Wearing a pair of vision-restricting sunglasses, you layer two pairs of gloves on your hands and place spiked pads in your shoes. You wrap noise-canceling headphones over your ears, and the audio track in the background makes everything a garbled mess of sound. The woman holding your hand recites five basic tasks for you to complete.
First of all, I want you to find the white sweater.
But you can't make out her words. She leads you into a typical patient room, but it's dark and strobe lights are pulsing in every corner. You feel the door close behind you and your heartbeat quickens. You know you're supposed to do something, but you aren't sure what. So you just wander. This is what it's like to undergo Island Nursing Home and Care Center's virtual dementia tour.
This is the most complicated sweater I've ever been in.
That's me trying to wear a towel during the tour. That's how confusing everything is when simulating and living with dementia.
The greatest form of respect we can give is to walk in someone else's shoes.
That's Becky Seibert, residential care director at the nursing home, where all employees, regardless of job title, are required to participate in the simulation. She says the tour is a training in empathy, which she believes is the only way to treat patients.
The best way to care for someone with dementia is to know that person, know their history, know what they loved in life, their family, what they may have been scared of.
Island Nursing Home and Care Center in Deer Isle began offering the simulation 2 years ago as a way to raise awareness in the community for the anticipated influx of elders with dementia.
5.3 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease today, and by 2050, the number is to range upward to 16 million people, and that's just Alzheimer's disease.
The tour is orchestrated by Second Wind Dreams, a nonprofit corporation in Georgia. Over the course of 13 years, researchers compiled the symptoms, behaviors, and complaints of dementia patients and created GARB to recreate the disease for loved ones.
When anybody, you and I, garb up and we go into the store, very soon we start exhibiting behaviors, the same behaviors as someone with dementia or similar.
This method of learning may not be the most gentle.
My anxiety level just spiked the minute I began the actual tour.
Very scary, yes. Very disorientating.
But if empathy is the goal, it serves its purpose.
It horrifies me to think that people go through that and live with that. It horrifies me.
And yes, this did bring me to tears, no question about it.
Participant Laura Lyle says the experience hit her close to home.
As a daughter, I'm sure I'll be more empathetic towards my mother. At least I'd like to think that I will be.
According to Second Wind Dreams, the virtual tour has been experienced by a million people in 17 countries and is used in 200 colleges and universities as adjunct curriculum. For MPBN News, I'm Eliza Lambert.